On April 21st, Montclair State Student Media Organizations met with President Jonathan Capel and Dean of Students Marjorie Coleman Carter to talk about the upcoming changes to campus and address student concerns. Capel began with highlighting the newest addition to Montclair State, new dining vendor Gourmet Dining.
We're very excited about the company Gourmet that ultimately won the request for proposals, and they are enthusiastic about doing innovative things on campus. So that includes food options that we think address student wants, healthier options, halal options, getting coffee services, including a big green-colored coffee company from Seattle that I hear people are enthusiastic about. The biggest thing is we want dining to be an asset of the campus, something that brings people together, something that draws people to campus and keeps people on campus, as opposed to a way to get calories so you make it through the day, right? So it should become a positive part of the Montclair campus experience, and we're pretty confident that students are going to be really excited about what they see.
Montclair State students will see an entirely different culture around dining when returning to the fall, but this may not be the case when speaking about the Bloomfield merger.
For the Montclair State University student who's not part of Bloomfield College, I don't think you'll experience much of anything. We're still aiming to have the transaction closed between Bloomfield College and Montclair State University, which will officially make Bloomfield a constituent entity of Montclair State University. So assuming that that happens on track, Bloomfield College students will become Montclair State University students. In the long term, I hope that Montclair students will have the opportunity to engage in activities on the Bloomfield campus, that we might have some of our programs that we offer in Bloomfield, but that's probably not going to be in place in the fall.
Despite safety being a concern among students over the last year, Capel is confident in the university's safety measures and highlights efforts towards improving campus wellness.
A big part of the concerns is not Montclair specific. It's just the world that we live in. And unfortunately, we've had a couple of campus-based incidents. In terms of other campus safety issues, I mean, I think the campus remains a very safe environment. We have an excellent safety ecosystem. I think my biggest concern, just the mental health of our students. People often talk about hiring more counselors and so on. The hardest part is hard. Like, we've allocated, it's just hard to find people. There's just only so many people around, and particularly in this market and at this time, everybody's trying to hire good mental health professionals. You know, what's on my mind is what can we do as a university to give Montclair students the tools to both take care of each other, and we have some programs in some sense in sort of mental health first aid so that people can be helpful.
Dean Carter encourages students to continue to report when one feels that their safety is at risk.
We do have an obligation to provide confidentiality to each of you as students. You have that right. I say to students always, I know it's easier sometimes said than done, but you have to trust the process. Trust the process and continue to share things if you see things or report things, and just trust that we're looking out for your well-being and for your safety.
As Montclair State continues to evolve, students continue to be a part of the noticeable changes happening on campus by using their voice. For WMSC News, I'm Terry Dickerson.